Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Esperal Law General Assembly Organizing Committee call taking place on Monday, 3rd of April 2017 at 14:15 UTC. On the call today on the English channel, we have Sarah Kidden, Nikem Nweke, Barack Otieno, Isaac Maposo, Daniel Nangaka, Remy Nweke, Assam Ahmed Dungos, Sean Ojeteji, Romanu Diawu. On the French channel, we have Yuzani Benjema, Boudoir Chombe, and Aziz Hilali. Currently, we haven't received any apologies for today's call, and from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, Evin Erdoğdu, and myself, Yeşim Nazlar. Our interpreters today are Camilla and Isabel. And finally, if I could please remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcription purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. So over to you, Sarah. Thank you very much.
Hello, this is Sarah. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Sarah.
Okay, so welcome to this call. This is our second conference call in preparation for the General Assembly, but it's the third meeting as we had another physical meeting in Copenhagen. I would like to, first of all, invite Aziz to give a brief introduction, then we'll take it on from there. Aziz on the call. This is...
Yes, okay. He's speaking. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for giving me the floor, and hello everyone. I would first like to give you some background on what we did so far. Today I have sent myself information on all the ALSs at the end of February 2017. By the end of February 2017, we made a list of all the accredited ALSs and we sent it out. To give you an idea, we have 30 representatives of AFALO. There are 42 participants who have thus far confirmed their attendance. We sent out an invite to the ALS representatives, asking them whether that was their second contact and whether or not they would like to come with someone else. Almost all of them, except for three or four, will be represented by their first or primary contact, as we call it, which is the person who gave us their name on the first day on which the ALS was created or accredited. Now, regarding the participants and the information we have, we don't have time to cover everything, but I would just like to say that, as you know, there will be many people who will respond to our invite, and so we seized the chance to update all of their information. I have just personally sent the new file with all the updated information to Ariel and to Evan, because that was one of the issues we had at AFRALO. We didn't have updated contact information for the ALSs that did not reply to our communication. So roughly 90% have updated their information, which is now up to date. today we're going to discuss the program that we expect to implement for Johannesburg. So, for the time being, we haven't exactly defined it. That is why we convened this meeting of the organizing committee regarding the schedule that we will organize. So, I have already covered the status of ALS participation, but we also expect to be able to carry out capacity building activities. Some of those who will be participating are newcomers at ICANN, so it is very important that the training that we will be providing them with be comprehensive in order to give them as much information as possible in order to allow them to participate in the development of everything that ICANN does. We have selected Tijani to present this item of the agenda, which deals with capacity building, and he will be doing that in a minute. Then our agenda, as you may see on the screen, is going to be our third or fourth General Assembly, so it will be carried out within the framework of our review of AFRILO and of the at-large community in general. We're going to discuss that, of course. And we're going to be dealing with the specific items that are under review. Then we should deal with the promotional items that ICANN prepares for each meeting, as usual. And then I hope we will have enough time to discuss the showcase, the African showcase. If we get there, I'll let you know where we're at the Copenhagen meeting. Tijani, Sarah, and I tried to consider what we could do to be innovative and to be attractive and appealing to people. So this is my first intervention. I have just presented the items I had to take thus far. If you have any questions that you would like to ask me, please do let me know. In any event, Sarah, you have the floor. Thank you.
Daniel, can I also have the floor?
This is Sarah speaking.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, this is Sarah speaking. So I just wanted to add that we had a meeting in Copenhagen with staff, with Heidi, Gisla, Jean-Jacques, Adam Peake, and Yauvi about the activities for the Johannesburg meeting. We talked about some capacity building activities, something similar to what the fellows usually have for their fellowship morning meetings. And we had a debate about combining them with fellows or having a totally separate track. We have not yet agreed on that. But there was an idea to also include university students in the capacity building activity. So the other idea that came up was maybe we could pick a few universities in Johannesburg and bring them to the meeting. I think staff is going to follow up on that. Maybe they'll give us an update at a later date. Finally, we may do an outreach activity with NCUC, outreach and engagement activity, similar to what Uralo did with NCUC in Copenhagen. I think that's it from me, and Daniel had wanted to say something. Daniel, you have the floor.
Daniel speaking for the record. I would like to make an inquiry about the capacity building session. Because as the capacity building session that took place in Copenhagen targeted just a few members, is it also going to target like 5 or 6 members, or is it going to be for all the ALSs? And then secondly, when it comes to the outreach and engagement activity together with JNSUC, has there been a clear outline of how it is going to be done, because my sister said we have a call and about office to university, which are like going to start in Marrakesh. Is this the same thing as the same place? Thank you. Up to you, Sarah.
Thank you, Daniel. We've taken note of that. I think we'll move to the next item on the agenda. That's item number 3, which is on capacity building. I'd like to invite Tijani. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you. In terms of capacity building, sorry, we cannot interpret Tijani. He is not audible right now.
This is Sarah for the record. Maybe, I don't know if Aziz would be ready to give an update about that, since we can't reach Tijani. Is Aziz
okay,
on the call?
Okay, this is speaking on the French channel. Oh. We can hear him now. I'm sorry, you couldn't hear me on the English channel. So in terms of capacity building, we have prepared... Gisela speaking, I'm sorry, Tijani, you're on the English channel and on the French channel. You should mute yourself on the English channel. Because we can hear you on both channels. As he's speaking to Danny, you have to choose one channel. So on the English channel, we couldn't hear you, and you could not be interpreted. So you're now on the French channel. I know he was not audible on the English channel, so he just switched to the French channel. I think he should now mute himself on the English channel. I don't know whether you're on the phone or on Adobe Connect, but you should mute yourself on the English channel. Me, I'm connected to both channels as well, so I can tell that I hear you at both ends. Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me? As he's speaking, yes, I can hear you, but Tijani is no longer connected, I think. As he's speaking, I'm going to let you know what's going on. Tijani, we heard you just fine on the French channel. Aziz is asking whether you hear him.
Excuse me, this is Isham speaking. Could you please try to interrupt Tijani, because I will try to explain him what the reason is. This is Sarah speaking. Why don't we move on to item number 6
speaking.
As we wait
okay,
for Tijani?
So go ahead, speaking okay. French.
Okay, he's back.
Do Geeta speaking. Can we just hold on for a second? I know Yeshim is managing the call, but I'm trying to make a clarification. If you wish to speak on the French channel, you need to mute yourself on the English channel, and the same goes for the English channel, whether it be on the phone or on the computer. But you're switching channels, and we cannot follow. So if you wish to take the floor, we hear you much better on the French channel. The interpreter struggled to hear you, not because it's not audible. So if you wish to stay on the French channel, we hear you just fine. It is clear, and I think we can now go on with the interpretation. Thank you, Tijani, and thank you, interpreters. Tijani speaking. Okay, so I'm going to go on in French. Regarding capacity building, we have set up a program that we are proposing to you right now. We have a pre-meeting program and a program that will take place during the meeting. In terms of activities before the meeting, I suggest we hold 3 webinars during which we expect to prepare ALSs for the meetings that they will have in person in Johannesburg. So firstly, we're going to present ICANN at large and AFRLO to our ALSs. During the first call, we're going to explain to them the AFRLO activities that will take place in Johannesburg. Then we're going to separate them into small groups in order to allow them to follow non-at-large sessions during the Johannesburg meeting. So we're going to prepare them in small groups. That's what we're going to do during the webinars that will take place before the Johannesburg meeting. Then during the meeting, we're going to hold between 4 and 5 60-minute sessions, 60 minutes being the minimum. And during such sessions, we will focus on ICANN policies that are under discussion at ICANN right now. Not so much regarding what AFRLO and at-large is, because we're going to deal with that during the webinars, but rather we're going to focus on the issues under discussion at ICANN right now, which is policies in general, and we're going to have more interactive sessions. Much more interactive than they are when someone is presenting and then waiting until the end for the Q&A sessions, but then at the end no one ever asks any questions. So we're going to try and change the format to have more interactive sessions in order to have a more enriching session. The goal of this capacity building program is to provide our ALSs with more information and more knowledge that will allow them to participate at the discussions, and the policy discussions at ICANN in the future. So I think, that being said, we have already introduced the subject. Thank you very much. Sarah, you have the floor.
Thank you, Tijani. I don't know if anyone has questions or comments about that agenda item. Okay, I think there are no questions. Isaac Makosa suggested something about the ALSs that are based in Johannesburg. He said we should invite them to actively take part in the capacity building activities, and I think that's a very good idea. So if no one has any questions or comments, we'll move on to item number 4, which is mentoring, and I will still invite Tijani.
Hello.
To give an update. Tijani, you have the floor.
Hello.
Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Sarah. Still Tijani here. So regarding mentoring, it is a program that's going to allow our ALSs to have one person dedicated to each small group in order to answer to the members of the group's questions and to help them and guide them, and in general terms, to mentor them. This program will be organized as of now, so we should try and decide as soon as possible who could be mentors for our group, who from our group could be mentors for these people. And once we have decided participants into small groups, each mentor will be assigned a number of mentees so that they can get help in order to be guided throughout the activities at the ICANN meeting and to give them any type of information, because we have many new ALSs that could need help. And this mentoring activity could be very useful if it is properly carried out. I will personally say that I think we should organize this effectively, meaning that those who volunteer to be mentors should dedicate time and will and energy to truly help newcomers. So help the new ALSs. As you know, not all the ALSs have the same information and the same knowledge level as we do, because we are more active within ICANN. So there may be ALSs that are not new but would still need help. So mentoring is one essential element of our general program in order to allow the participation of our ALSs at the Johannesburg meeting to be as effective as possible. That's it. Now, if you have any questions, I'm ready to reply. You have the floor, Sarah.
This is Sarah. Thank you for the update, Tijani. I think there was a question from someone. I don't know who was trying to ask. I don't know if that was Remy. Someone had a question on the English channel.
Hi, Sarah. If I may, I think it was from Niken's line. Niken,
okay.
Would you like to take the floor?
Ah, this is Sarah. I don't think I can hear. Okay.
Hello.
Yes,
hello?
You can speak. We can hear you.
All right. Before now, you know, I was like, I didn't understand much of what he talked about. Tijani talked about the capacity building thing. But now I understand better. We are looking at mentoring. I think it's a great idea. Hello?
Hello, yes, we
hello?
Can hear you. Hello?
Yeah,
yes,
I think the mentoring...
Yeah.
I think looking at mentoring the ALS, ASIC members is a great idea. It's a welcome one. I love that. I love most that part of the program. That's for me. Hello?
Thank you for that comment. Thank you for that comment. May we know who sent the comment?
Okay, I'm Nke. I represent Digital Science Africa.
Okay, thank you, Nke. Thank you for the comment, and we appreciate your feedback. Are there any other questions or comments to Tijani about capacity building and mentoring?
None for now.
Anyone else? Okay, I think we can move on to the next item on the agenda, which is
Excuse me, Sarah. This is Yishun speaking.
Yes.
I see that Tijani and Sean have raised their hands. It seems Tijani is the first one in the queue and followed by Sean. Thank you.
Sorry about that. I didn't see that. Sorry. Tijani, you have the floor.
Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Sarah. I understood his question. Nkem would say he didn't understand what the capacity building program is. As I said, this program is to be attended in person during the 4 days of the Johannesburg meeting. We could have 3 or 4 or even 4 to 5 sessions on a daily basis, during which we would focus on the policies that are under discussion at ICANN right now. These are the policies under discussion. So that is the main side of our capacity building effort. But together with that, we're going to focus on webinars that are going to be organized prior to the Johannesburg meeting that will be dedicated to the preparation of our ALSs. So we're going to present to them what ICANN is, what At-Large is, what AFRLO is. We're going to explain to them what the activities that are going to take place at Johannesburg, and specifically ALAC activities at Johannesburg will be, and then we're going to divide the group into subgroups. This is going to allow us to mentor subgroups, because we're going to have 50 ALSs together there, and it wouldn't be possible to mentor them all at once. So each subgroup will have a mentor that will be assigned to them, that will follow them during the meeting and answer to their questions. And then this division into subgroups should allow them to follow our program and to attend sessions other than At-Large, AFLO, and ALAC in Johannesburg. In doing so, they would have a broader idea of what an ICANN meeting is. So I hope this is clear enough as an explanation. Thank you, Sarah.
This is Sarah for the record. Thank you, Tijani. I would like to give the floor to Sean. My apologies, I didn't see your hand up. Sean, you have the floor. Sean, you have the floor. This is Sarah for the record. Is it just me or we can't hear Sean?
Hi, Sarah. This is Ishim speaking. So Sean is not on the phone bridge. And according to the AC, he writes, okay, looks like my mic is not working. Just a quick update to Sean, since he's an English speaker. The AC room is on the English channel. So if he can connect his mic, we can hear him. But Sean, please let us know if you need a dialogue. We'll be happy to dial out to you.
This is Sarah. Should we give him a minute or we can go on to the next item, then he'll make his comments after? Sorry, I think we have a problem. I can't hear Sean, and Gisela says she can hear him, so I don't know.
Yes, you're right, Sarah. This is Ishim speaking. We'll be dialing out to Sean because, unfortunately, we cannot hear Sean. when he's speaking to the AC room. So let's please dial out to Sean and get him on the phone bridge.
Thank you, Yashin. Thank you for that.
Sure, of course. And meanwhile, if Sean can please hold on for a second.
This is Sarah. Yes, and should we go on to the next item as we wait for him, or should we should wait for him?
As you wish. I'm just checking how long it will take for our operator to take Sean on the phone bridge. But if you would like not to lose any time, yes, we can go on to the next agenda item.
Okay. So I would like us to go to the next agenda item, which is local community engagement. And either Aziz or Tijani can give an update about this. So Aziz or Tijani.
As he's speaking, I will go ahead then.
Hello.
So I just wanted to clarify which point we are on at this time. Local community engagement, right, okay. So I will talk about local community engagement, and I will also mention the point on General Assembly because I think that we need to move forward. So as far as a local community engagement, we tried to get in touch with people that we know on site. We tried to contact people from the .za. So those are people from AFRALU that we know in South Africa, and the idea is to try to see if we could possibly do engagement and outreach at the university level. But for now, I must admit that we were not able to really get in touch with anyone that could help with that. Even though we do have names of professors who might be interested, so that's where we're at. However, we do have a local ALS managed by Gabriel. He ended up answering to us, to our email. And so Gisela has been in touch with him. And so we are trying to talk to him about local community engagement. We are trying to get him to help us for the showcase as well. But I know that we only have 10 minutes left until the end of the call, so I don't know if we need to move to the General Assembly point on the agenda, unless there are questions on the point that we are discussing, meaning a local community engagement. Are there any questions on that? Sarah?
This is Sarah. I thought the call, don't we have more than 10 minutes? I thought the call ends, it was a 1 hour call. Okay, we'll move on to item number 6, which is the General Assembly, and I'll invite Aziz to give an update about where we've gone so far. Thank you.
Sarah?
Yes?
Excuse me. May I interrupt, please? This is Ishan speaking.
Yeah, sure.
Sean is now on the phone bridge, and I see that his hand is raised, so maybe he would like to speak before we move on. Thank you very much.
Okay, Sean, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me? This is Sean for the record.
Yes, we can
hear you.
Hear
me now? Hello? Okay, yeah, thank you very much. This is Sean. So I wanted to comment on the webinar, the mentorship program as well. I'd like to suggest that the webinar date, the timelines should be published as early as possible. And then we need to determine if it's going to be repetition of actually, the agenda for each of the webinar sessions will be there, so that if it's going to be a repetition of activities, then one can determine whether it's going to attend one or don't attend the other. But if it's going to be a continuation, so that people know what the agenda is proud of. To help their planning. The other thing is in relation to the mentorship. I think in order for it to be effective, it would be good to send a quick survey question trying to check the language of preference of the ALS's contact to be attending the event, so that we can then easily match the mentors to the mentees based on the language preference, so that it will be more effective. Apart from that, for now. Otherwise, I think the mentorship thing is a good comment. We should probably have a mailing list to follow up mentors with the contact who will be attending. Maybe we can use the existing list for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. I think two things. The first thing is to have the topics for the webinar published, and the other thing is to have a list of mentors and their mentees, and you should match them based on language. So we will capture that in our action items, and we should be able to give an update by the next meeting. I see Tijani has his hand up, so Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Tijani speaking. Can you hear me? Thank you very much. So Tijani speaking still? As far as mentoring, of course, yes, we will publish the list of mentors and mentees, and we will also indicate the preferred language for each person, whether they are a mentor or a mentee. And, of course, the idea is that people are able to choose to be at ease. We will not force them to do something that they are not comfortable with, because the idea is, of course, to help them. So, yes. That will be done. Now, what we do need at this point is volunteers, because at this point we only have Abdeljalil as a volunteer, and so I do hope that we can get more people so that we can establish the list that you are requesting so that we can start and dispatch this information quickly. Thank you. Oh, and one more point, since I have the floor, I would like to see a couple of things as far as local community engagement is concerned. As Aziz said, we did contact several people during the Copenhagen meeting, but the issue is that so far people show a lot of goodwill, but nothing concrete. So at this point, what we need is to go to the higher speed, to speed up a little bit. We need to contact those people again to see what we can do with them, and also to try and get the help of that ALS that is on site, and hopefully they can help us contact the right people. But I do think that this is something that we need to do, because it is one of the values that FRLO brought to ICANN, that brought to At Large, ever since we worked together on that in Durban. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Tijani. I've seen 4 people volunteering to be mentors. We have Sean and Barak for English speakers, and we have Abdel Jalil and Badwin for French. So that's 4 and not just 1 mentor. So I don't know if there are any questions or comments. Aziz has his hand up, so Aziz, you have the floor.
Okay, Aziz speaking. Thank you, Sarah. So before moving on to the General Assembly agenda, I wanted to add in the answer to Sean that we also put together an online survey that we will send to all of the participants in Johannesburg. We will ask them several questions. So please, if you do have some ideas for this survey, if you have some ideas of what needs to be included as far as questions in there, let me know. This is something that I did when people were registering. I tried to use that opportunity to ask them questions on their ALS. As we are preparing the meeting, we actually have all of the information. We have fresh information on the ALSs, so I think that we will use the survey to ask them questions. We will ask them after the webinar. And right before they leave for Johannesburg, they will already have some knowledge about ICANN. And so we will put together a survey in order to have an individualized program, or it might be a group program. We will communicate the entire agenda for the week for our meetings within AFRALO and ALEC, but also we will include other meetings that might be of interest to them. So for example, CCNSO meetings or GNSO meetings or whatever it might be, based on the desires of each participant. So that is something that we will put together so that when they come to Johannesburg, each person will have its own agenda, its personalized agenda based on their needs. So I think that we actually have 15 minutes left. So if there aren't any questions on that, I would like to actually talk about the General Assembly item. So usually there is always a welcome message from the chair, and then we talk about the different things that were done over the past period. So I think we will need to cover, I don't know if it's 2 or 3 years. We will also use this opportunity to discuss things because we have a large number of ALSs. I'd like to remind you that Tijani is now the chair of a committee. Sorry, I had to interrupt him. I couldn't hear him, but it's better now. So, as he's speaking. So, what I was saying is that I would like to propose to add a point on the rules of procedure, the changes to the rules of procedure. I think it was back in 2014 that we put together a working group. There was a wiki page where I included members of the group that took care of that, the working group that took care of that. And so we need to address several points, and those are the points that we will discuss. How can we involve ALSs more? How do we make sure that they are more active and engaged in working groups? as well as in overall activities. What activities is each ALS doing in its community? So all of those criteria are important in order to define how an ALS is performing. We also mention individual membership. We also mention voting by country. And we noticed that there was a lack of balance between the countries that are represented and the number of ALSs. Other issues, and this is a question that we can talk about later, but sending email messages and using the wiki page to identify which issues should be the topic of the General Assembly, the topics that you would like to see on the agenda for the General Assembly. I do think that this is an important point that we need to discuss, and I think that the time would be right to discuss this point. There are 42 ALSs that will be present, and I think that it would be a good thing to prepare a plan on our rules of procedure during the meeting. I think that the future of FRLO depends on it. It is absolutely critical that we have the courage to really talk about this issue, because I will be quite frank. You know, when people are invited to come, to travel and come, they are much more involved and they answer much better. And that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Aziz. This is Sarah speaking. I don't know. Are there any questions about that agenda item?
Sarah, if I may, this is Ishan speaking.
Oh.
I see Tijani has raised his hand now.
Thank you. Okay, Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Tijani speaking. So I just wanted to add that we will be representing 46 ALSs, not 42. There are the 42 that, as you've mentioned, but there are also the four official ones from AFRLO. So 46 out of 52 is really a record, and that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, that's right.
Are there other questions? Barak has a question. Barak, you have the floor. Barak? Is Barak, are you still on the call?
Yes. You can hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. Mine is to support the discussion of the rules of procedure in light of the current ELAC review. I think it's a very important topic that we need to tackle in Johannesburg. The other issue that I would want to suggest maybe is outreach, just to have a feel of what we've been able to gain, or rather what ground we've been able to cover in terms of outreach efforts. So maybe we can include that as another substantive agenda item. Thank you.
Thank you, Barak. We have taken note of that, and I see we have less than 10 minutes to go. So I'd like to invite Aziz or Tijani and Gizla to tell us about promotional items and the showcase in the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
Sarah?
Yes?
Should we talk about promotional items, or is that included in the showcase?
We should talk about promotional items and then go on to showcase and take questions after that, because we have a few minutes to go.
As he's speaking then. Thank you, Sarah. So this is Aziz again. As far as promotional items, what we spoke about with Gisela and others is that we talked about AFRALU brochures in French, in English, and in Arabic. We also talked about business cards, AFRALU business cards, as well as T-shirts. And that is something that I ask each time. I would really like for us to have AFRALU T-shirts, you know, the orange T-shirts, with some mention of AFRALU on them. I think that it would be a great way to identify all 46, as Tijani mentioned, all 46 members. I think that it would be a good thing for all of us to wear the same shirt on the evening of the showcase so that people recognize us. We also talked about a bracelet. We talked about stickers, ribbons. And I don't know what else there was that we mentioned, but I would like to also mention something at this point on the showcase that we will put together. I would like to ask Gisela something. I know that we have been trying to get in touch with in ALS. I think that they finally answered. It is a South African ALS based out of Johannesburg. I believe the name is Gabriel. And we are in the process of contacting that person. Gisela has been in touch with him. And so I would like to ask again that we call him to see if he can help us locally. Basically to help us figure out what we can do in terms of maybe finding a band or finding a way to get local resources involved in the showcase. We will also need to start asking for sponsors. So we will ask Google, GT. I think that that worked last time. I know that there is also an artistic society that we can ask. We will also ask AFRINIC to help. And during the showcase, the idea is also to sign a new memorandum of understanding between AFRALU and AFRINIC, because the agreement or the memorandum that we had is not over. And last point, and this is something that I would like to address, to talk specifically to Gisela about and the staff, I would like to have something planned so that right at the time where we have the showcase, right at 7 p.m., that the showcase started at 7 p.m. right away, because I would like to remind you that the new way that the meetings are organized is such that in the evening there is a cocktail, a networking cocktail, every evening. And so I think that we need to start our showcase before that cocktail, that evening cocktail. That's all I have to say, but if there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
This is Sarah. Thank you, Aziz. I don't know. I see Barak's hand is up. Is that for this item?
yes, I just, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I just wanted to add, I've posted on the chat, we may want to contact Emila, the Facebook representative in South Africa, if she may want to collaborate with us.
Thank you for that. We are going to take note of that in the action items. Thank you.
Okay.
Are there any other questions?
Yes, please. Hello? Hello?
Yes, there's a question from... Yes, I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Cameron White for the record. Oh, hello? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
I would like to suggest we have a roadshow in the campus, in any of the campuses or the universities that we will choose. I think that will help create a very much needed awareness for our fellow. Hello?
Hello, can please say that again? I think I missed it.
I'm suggesting we have a roadshow in any of the universities that we choose. A roadshow.
A roadshow.
Yes, okay. In any of the universities that we choose.
This is
Hello?
Sarah for the record. Yes, Nkem, we hear you. This is Sarah for the record. Nkem was suggesting that we have a road show at one of the universities, so I'm going to throw that to the organizing committee to continue discussions on the same. And we have 1 minute. I don't know if Aziz has anything to say before we end the call. I see two hands up. I see Aziz. I see Tijani and Barak. Tijani, you have the floor.
Tijani speaking. Thank you, Sarah. I wanted to remind you that June is actually winter in Johannesburg. So as far as T-shirts during the showcase, I am not sure whether or not it will be possible to wear a T-shirt because of the weather. It might be cold. Thank you.
This is Sarah. Aziz, do you want to respond to that or...
As you're speaking, yes. Absolutely. I'd just like to tell Tijani that we have indoors rooms. So even if it is a bit cold, all we should do is put on a sweater below our T-shirts. That would be it.
Thank you, Aziz. I don't know if there are any other questions. It's already... time to end the meeting. If there are any questions, comments?
Hello?
Tijani speaking. Yes, Barak is raising his hand, Sarah.
Barak?
Sorry, that's an old hand. I'm trying to remove it, but I'm unable to.
Okay, hello, can I ask just to comment? Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Just for the record, it's black. So I just wanted, I came in late during the meeting, but I just wanted to find out if, I hope you'll be able to translate the minutes of the meeting so that we are able to catch up with, I think, whatever was discussed on the agenda. I think the first.
This is Sarah speaking. I don't know who that was. I had someone speaking, but I don't know who that was.
Excuse me. This is Ishan speaking, if I may interrupt. Unfortunately, we weren't able to understand who was speaking. So can I... please ask that person to speak up and say his name as well, please, before speaking? Thank you.
Okay, hello. So this is Graham from Malawi. I came in late. I have been struggling with the connection. So I was saying that maybe I'm hoping that you circulate the minutes of the discussion so that we can catch up with the agenda items, the first items I think that were discussed, so that we can catch up as well. That was my only comment. Thank you.
Bran, this is Isham speaking. Apologies for interrupting, but it's really hard. We cannot hear you. Not sure if Sarah was able to hear you, but definitely our interpreters cannot hear you. So if you are on the AC, may I please ask you to type what you are saying? Or otherwise we need to redial to you maybe. I think I know you're on the phone bridge.
This is Sarah for the record.
Okay.
I think I had...
Okay. Can you hear me now?
This is Sarah. Yes, we can hear you. I can hear you.
Ah, okay. So I was saying that so because I came in late, I had struggles with the connection on my side. I ended up missing out some of the first agenda items, how they were discussed. So mine was just to confirm that I think there are going to be minutes circulated after the call, so we were able to catch up with whatever was discussed earlier on the call.
Well, this is Sarah. Thank you, Bram. Bram is telling us to share the notes from this meeting that we just had, and we will post that on the link and share it with you after the meeting. I see Aziz has his hand up, and I think we should be winding up. So, Aziz, you have the floor.
As he's speaking, I'm not sure what you want me to do. You want me to sum up what I said? Is that it?
This is Sarah. Your hand is up. That's why I asked you to speak.
As he's speaking, no. In fact, I was raising my hand because I wanted to say that given that we have an upcoming meeting, we have our monthly meeting on Wednesday, I would like to ask Sarah, if she agrees, to try and see whether we could have the minutes for this meeting ready in order to brief FLO members on everything that was discussed here regarding the organization of our General Assembly. But on the other hand, I also wanted to say that as General Assembly Organizing Committee, we should absolutely continue our discussion on the mailing list. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
This is Sarah. Thank you, Aziz, for that. I think I would like us to end this meeting. We are 5 minutes over time, and we'll continue this on the mailing list and on our monthly call, which is on Wednesday. So I'd like to invite you to join us. 2 days from now, we'll share all the other details. Thank you, everyone, for attending the meeting. Thank you, staff, and thank you to the interpreters for joining this call.
Thank you all. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.